This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the John Kincaid Show.
I tend to believe great people sometimes have bad moments. I know I've had mine. Good people have bad moments. And I never want to be judged by my worst moment. I want to be judged by the entirety of my life work. And if you can be not a jerk 90% of the time, you're probably doing well by American standards today.
Here's John Kincaid.
Got some of the smarty pants already at work on Twitter this morning. Thanks for joining us. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, studios of 680 The Fan in Atlanta, home of the Buck and Kincaid Show, where I do my daily show with my partner, Buck Ballou. We had our charity golf tournament this week. It was awesome. It was so much fun being out, a little fresh air. Got my backside kicked. Again, had a great time, though. Really good time. And appreciate that. And this is the home of the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you coast to coast. If you're listening on your local affiliate, that's awesome. We love all of our local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. If you miss any hour of the show and you want to go back and you want to hear it, go to the radio.com app and you can do the rewind. So you can go back and you can listen to what you missed, you know, what you might have missed earlier on in the show. We love it when you do that. Check us out on SiriusXM 206 too. Other options to be able to join the program, as they say. Yeah, a couple of Twitter I want to say. A gentleman is Ken E. Ken E. Hall says, unlike the I credited Steve Kerr for something, and I know that's rare, but I will get into that a little bit later on. He said, unlike John Kincaid, who was wrong about the coronavirus for months, is so insecure and arrogant, he doesn't have the spine to admit his mistake. And I just went to his profile, and he says, ah, child of God. I said, thank you, child of God. He said, you're mocking my faith. I said, no, I don't mock your faith at all. I got faith myself. But when you proudly trumpet it on your profile, yet your behaviors certainly don't reflect it in your interactions where you act like a jack wagon. How about growing up and living that faith? It's great to talk about your faith. I love having good. Look, we're all, hopefully we're all going to be children of God in some way. Then we get Nichols this morning. Listen to you comparing grocery stores to Major League Baseball this morning was painful. You are truly stupid. Thank you, Nichols. Thank you. I'm sure you're entertaining your 17 followers with great insights like that. Yes, because if Nichols, while he sheltered in place, had his local Walmart and supermarkets closed down for one positive test, if they closed them down, Nichols would have been in there rumbling, trying to get the last box of Frosted Flakes. Because you see, we didn't do that. That's not what we did. Because it would have been mayhem, and it doesn't make sense. The people handling your food. Then I got this one here. Well, it's not essential. Baseball's not essential. They should shut down, gentleman says here. Baseball should shut down. Baseball's not essential. Oh, that's great. So shut down all non-essential stuff. So anything that's not essential. I want your list of what's essential. And then tell me when I'm allowed to peek out from the drapes and get back to life. Tell me when it's safe. It's not essential. Baseball's not essential. You know what they got to do Major League Baseball owners, executives, and players who last time I looked are adult males and females in some of the front office. They got to make a decision, and then they got to choose whether they wanted to play or not. And they set up protocols and plans, and as adults, they got to make the decision that they want to play. And by the way, if any player doesn't want to play, Lorenzo Cain did it yesterday. They can opt out anytime they wish. They can walk out the door and say, I'm not playing. That's a beautiful thing about free will and adults getting to make their own choices. It's amazing. It's amazing. No one has to make the choice for you. You can decide whether you want to assume the risk or not. And if you decide that it's too much for you, no one should be ripping you. No one should be taunting you. No one should be attacking you for it. Because a lot of us don't know each other's circumstance. I know somebody who's very scared of the virus because of an underlying kidney condition that they have that doesn't make it known to everybody that they've got this underlying kidney condition. And they're scared of it. We talked about it, and I understand, and that makes sense. So before you attack a Major League Baseball player or somebody that decides to opt out, remember, they may be thinking about their spouse. They may be thinking about a child with a compromised immune system. They may be thinking about themselves. There may be something about their medical history that you just don't know. I really enjoy Taylor Rooks a lot. I've had the chance to talk to Taylor, interview Taylor. She's joined us on the Shaq podcast. I think Taylor Rooks, now doing work with TNT and others, does some really, really good stuff. She's got fantastic energy. She has sledgehammer opinions. And many times we do not agree. But boy, do I respect her. She's because she comes at it and brings it to the table. Now, like anyone in this business, sometimes maybe things aren't the best phrased or otherwise. We had a member of the Orlando Magic, Jonathan Isaac, who chose not to wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and chose not to kneel during the national anthem. Oh, by the way, he's an African-American man. And he chose not to kneel. And he got asked this question after the game.
So I have a two-part question for you. So you didn't kneel during the anthem, but you also didn't wear a Black Lives Matter shirt. Do you believe that Black Lives Matter?
Absolutely. I believe that Black Lives Matter. A lot went into my decision. And part of it is, first off, is my thought that, you know, kneeling or wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt don't go hand in hand with supporting Black Lives. And so I felt like, just me personally, and what it is that I believe in, standing on a stance that I do believe that Black Lives Matter, but I just felt like it was the decision that I had to make, and I didn't feel like putting that shirt on and kneeling went hand in hand with supporting Black Lives, or that it made me support Black Lives or not. I believe that for myself, my life has been supported through the gospel, Jesus Christ, and that everyone is made in the image of God, and that we all fall short of God's glory, and that each and every one of us, each and every day, do things that we shouldn't do. We say things that we shouldn't say. We hate and we dislike people that we shouldn't hate and dislike. And sometimes it gets into a point where we point fingers about whose evil is worse. And sometimes that comes down to simply whose evil is most visible.
Jonathan Isaac, a Black man, getting asked because he wouldn't wear the t-shirt and wouldn't kneel during the national anthem, asking him if he believes Black Lives Matter. Again, respect Taylor Rooks. Respect her ability to do her job, which I think is, she does a really good job. This is nonsense. This is where we're at in 2020. This is where we've come in 2020. You're not wearing the shirt? What? You're not wearing the shirt? What? Don't you support? Don't you believe Black Lives Matter? You're not wearing the shirt. Remember the Seinfeld episode? Remember the Seinfeld episode where Kramer went to support the AIDS walk and went to raise money for AIDS research, but he didn't want to wear the ribbon? And everybody was like, wait a minute, you're not wearing the ribbon. Why are you not wearing the ribbon? You're not wanting to wear the ribbon? Why? Are you not supporting the cause? Why do you not wear the ribbon? And it's exactly the same thing. Jonathan Isaac being asked this question, it's freaking ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's no reason that he has to wear a t-shirt. And if you know nothing about the young man, by the way, so then I don't know anything about him. So I do a little reading. This is a young man who seems to, much like I was telling that earlier person on Twitter, seems to live his faith. Seems to walk the walk. Seems to talk the talk. And so now, if you don't wear a t-shirt in the NBA, you are somehow not believing that Black Lives Matter? That's where we're at? Uh-oh. We're now going to shame you. We're now going to shame you. If you're the person who refuses to conform, refuses to do what everybody else is doing, you're now going to be shunned. You're now going to be embarrassed. You're not going to be publicly called on it. This is garbage. Absolute garbage. Jonathan Isaac should not even have answered the question. I really believe that would have been the best response. Don't even answer the question. And of course, the hyenas on Twitter. He doesn't care about black lives. He doesn't worry about... What the blank do you know? And I guarantee you, 99.9% of you didn't even know who the young man was before you saw it. So he doesn't wear the t-shirt. You're not wearing the t-shirt. Well, then you must not be supporting. You must not believe Black Lives Matter. You're a black man. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? What kind of stupidity is this? Seriously. And where is this? Where are we going with this? Where is this going? That's crazy town. That's crazy town. There are a lot of people wearing the t-shirt who haven't lifted a damn finger in their lives to help their communities. There are a lot of people wearing the t-shirt, and I'll promise you, there are people wearing the t-shirt just because they don't want to stand at a podium and get that question afterwards. And this is the danger that we talked about. When you keep a cause and you bring activism into sports, you walk into danger. It is dangerous. Because now we are actually going to start to call out a black man because he refused to wear the Black Lives Matter shirt. That's where we're at. We must have 100% conformity. You must support this. You must do exactly what we're doing. Everybody dress the same, act the same, say the same things. We cannot have any discussion. You lose your individuality. You lose your ability to make a decision for yourself. You may not have that. It's 2020. And you obviously don't care. You don't care if you don't wear the shirt. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd that that's where we're at. Our toll-free line's open for you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And it's sponsored by Geico. And you know, with Geico offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies right now, it's a great time to think about switching to Geico. That's on top of what Geico can already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. I mean, it's crazy. And again, I'm a fan of Taylor. And I really like it. I would not even have given the question. I would have said, I am not even going to justify your question with an answer. Next question. You just asked me, as a black man, if I think Black Lives Matter. No, I don't. Because I'm not wearing the t-shirt. I don't believe my life matters. What kind of nonsense are we dealing with? and this push to conformity. You must wear the shirt. You must do what everybody else is doing. We can have nobody diverting from this. It's ridiculous. Actions speak louder than a freaking t-shirt. I'm being honest with you. There are a lot of people who will, whenever you have a school shooting or you have anything like that, what do we get on social media? Prayers for whatever. Let me change my Facebook profile. Let me change my Twitter profile. Prayers for whatever. Do you think 1% of those people who do the public, let me be a part of something? Do you think that they actually then get involved in actually writing a letter to their congressman, getting involved in trying to have legislation changed? Do you think that people are volunteering their time, their talents, and their treasure to do things in their community, to help their community be better, to help people, or are they wearing a t-shirt? I know, I've been guilty of it before. Stroking a check. Stroking a check is easier than giving of time. Stroking a check is easier than giving of time. It's simple. You write a check. It's a little check. Yeah, I'm down with the cause. I wrote a check. But when we get to the point where we're now trying to shame people because they don't conform. And by the way, I don't know about your workplace or anybody else's workplace. Activism in the workplace? On the job? It's dangerous. And in many businesses, it would get you fired. Your thoughts, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I can't believe I'm going to do this later this hour. One of my favorite guys, Andrew Brandt, said something so mind-numbingly crazy yesterday, I had to call him out on it. Then he answered me back, and we got into a little back and forth. We'll get to it next. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoked. Get it started. Get it started. Get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get
Uncomfortable
started.
Radio? Yeah. It happens from time to time here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You know what comes up next weekend? My mom told me last night. On a phone call, she knew this was coming. The best golfers in the world heading west. It's the season's first major. Will Brooks Koepka take home his third consecutive Wanamaker Trophy, or is someone else going to step up to take their place in history? The PGA Championship will be live August 8th and 9th on CBS. So next weekend, PGA Championship live on CBS. Mom knew because there's been no Phillies baseball this week, so she knew that she says she's getting tired of not knowing the names of the golfers. So she's anxious for one of the majors to be coming so she can get to know the golfers again. 855-212-4CBS if you want to get in with us. 855-212-4CBS. Again, the idea that there's no individual expression. You must wear the shirt. And Anthony, you brought up a great one with Greg Popovich.
Yeah, people questioning Greg Popovich because he didn't kneel.
Greg Popovich, you didn't kneel. Now, here's my theory on Popovich. I think he had knee replacement, Pops. And I don't think you can kneel. I don't know if you can kneel when you have knee replacement. Like, I thought that there's something about it. If you go to the floor, they have a hard time getting up or something like that. Maybe that's it.
Still, but we honestly know Popovich's history. We know where he stands on the issue.
And there are people questioning, because you know what? When people are going to try to use a bully pulpit, they're going to bully. You must wear the shirt. You must kneel. You must do exactly what we're doing. We can have no individuality. Your lifetime, like with Greg Popovich, your lifetime of actions doesn't matter. Your lifetime of support doesn't matter if you are not conforming to exactly what we ask you to do when you do it. Sort of sounds like lockdowns. Barry in Atlanta joins us. Barry. Oh, Barry dropped. Come on, Barry. Come on, Barry. Getting to you pretty quickly there, too. 855-212-4CBS if you want to get in with us. This was one that I a little surprised yesterday because I'm a huge fan of Andrew Brandt. And I know that Andrew is one of the, to me, he's one of the brightest guys that I've ever debated with, talked sports with, or otherwise. Andrew is pretty incredible. He's a pretty incredible guy. And he's a guy that, to me, knows how to bring, I think, smart, let's just put it this way, he knows how to bring smart discussion to the table. So I'm a huge fan. But what I would say is that I can't understand where people are coming from. That now we've got people who are saying the players are going to get ripped for this. The players are going to get ripped for this. If Major League Baseball fails, players are going to get ripped for it. And I told Andrew Brandt, who do you want to get ripped for it? The Marlins are the ones who broke protocol. Adult males not knowing how to act like adult males. Who are we going to blame for this? I know everybody wants to blame Rob Manfred. Can I just tell you right now, again, I am not going to conform to your every single thing that comes out of Rob Manfred's mouth is stupidity. I'm not conforming to that. Will I call him out on things that I think are incredibly stupid, like shutting down a Major League Baseball franchise for what we now find out was one positive test for a week and putting the Phillies at a complete competitive disadvantage? Yeah, stupid. I'll call it what it is. But saying that, well, you know what's going to happen. If baseball fails, the players are going to take the blame. We have one team, the Phillies, with one positive test. The Marlins are coming back to play on Tuesday. The Marlins were the team that disrupted all of this. This isn't outbreak. This isn't crazy, oh my gosh, shut it down. This is just unbelievable. We can't pull this off. If adult males act like adult males, we can. But by golly, to use a good old 50s term, by golly, if we're going to blame anybody, yes. If players test positive en masse, they're not doing something right because the safety measures are being put in place for them to be fine. Mitchell in Cleveland joins us. Mitchell, what's going on this morning, brother?
What's up, John? Now,
good to hear from you, Amp.
I'm good to hear from you. Look, I disagree on you on one point. The fact that Jonathan Isaac, now, yeah, we had every right not to wear that T-shirt, right?
Sure.
But she had every right to ask that question.
Why?
And
why?
Because when let's
it is a sporting event. It's a sporting event.
Was Kaepernick not a sporting event? He had every right to kneel.
Kaepernick is the one who inserted a non-activism thing into the sport. Jonathan Isaac didn't. Jonathan Isaac showed up to play a basketball game. He didn't insert anything into it. That's why I'm answering you. No, it's not and it's not appropriate to ask a black man if Black Lives Matter. That's stupid.
Here's the crazy thing. It may sound stupid, but it's a lot of African Americans who don't like Black Lives Matter. So that's why.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Are you saying to me, just so I get it clear, are you saying to me, if you're African-American and you disagree with anything that Black Lives Matter stands for, that that's incorrect? You don't think that there's anything that they stand for?
No. What they're saying is, if Black Lives Matter, if you don't wear the T-shirt, there's a lot of YouTube people who don't agree with it. It's a lot of African-American conservatives who don't agree with the Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
So the question is, if he agreed with it, and he said, I do agree with it. Of course, Black Lives Matter because you're African-American. But as far as like LeBron James said, the movement or the world we live in, they wanted to know, are you with the cause? Now, he could have said, no, I stay neutral. And I'm sure he would have got some backlash. But that's the same thing what happened with Kaepernick when he kneeled. And he said to people multiple times, I'm not doing this because I don't And
again, when we're not doing Kaepernick, we're not doing Kaepernick on the show today because, first of all, he's not a professional athlete anymore. He's a professional activist. So we're not doing that anymore in the show. And we've already talked about that enough. There is a what Jonathan Isaac did was show up to go to work and to not bring activism into the workplace. And he just chose to go about his job. And if there's if you were and by the way, I have someone who has taken the time to read the Black Lives Matter website. And the Black Lives Matter manifesto of ideas and beliefs. And guess what? There are a lot of them that I absolutely believe in. Absolutely. That I think are very valuable and very good. And there are some that I disagree with. I disagree with. But it doesn't mean that you disagree with the complete cause. It doesn't mean... But he doesn't want to wear a wearing a damn t-shirt. Now we've got Greg Popovich being questioned. Because he won't kneel for the anthem. It's ridiculous.
Greg Popovich is... and it was in the Air Force, and Greg Popovich, you always hear him with the president. He always says his two cents, and he obviously doesn't like the president. So you just when something like a serious matter like this happens, and a lot of people discuss what they're going to do, the NBA discussed that they're going to obviously kneel. Well, the players or the coaches who don't kneel, there will be some questions because. Sorry to say, it maybe a lot of people don't like politics in sports, but when over millions and millions of people are watching you, it's not like an everyday job. You can't compare basketball to me being an electrician. If I was an electrician that came up and said, "I'm kneeling, I'm not doing this for the entire lunch break," well, of course you're probably going to get talked to, and then they're gonna probably be like, "Look, you got to relax on that." But you can kneel. And it's nothing else you're doing but wearing a shirt and kneeling. Now, like I said, the media...
But they don't. But if someone doesn't want to, they don't have to. And it doesn't mean that they don't support that or they don't believe that Black Lives Matter. It's a dumb question. It's a dumb question. And more importantly, it's not a question in that situation. I'm just going to disagree with you on this. And I appreciate your call and I understand your point of view. And it is different. You are correct. It is different than an electrician or otherwise, in that situation. But... I mean, seriously, right now, you do not the absolute divide that is created when you demand conformity, when you demand that every single person think the same way, act the same way, have the same belief system, do the same things. It's very, very dangerous. And by the way, the term fascist gets tossed around a lot in 2020 America. And I really believe people have no clue any of these terms that they use. Fascist, communist, whatever, dictator. They have no clue what it means. They slept through history class. Demanding people conform, demanding people all do the same thing, demanding people all perform the same rituals, say the same things. You may want to look up a little bit of history and find out what that's about.
Welcome back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh my gosh, just so awesome. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you being a part of things. It is really awesome when you've got sports on all the time. And I haven't watched a ton of hockey this year. But I find myself so... bereft of sports that I'm like, let's watch some of this. Baseball not coming back with day games, I don't even understand what's going on either. I really don't understand the whole decision-making process there. But there's NBA on all the time now, too. And they've got it off of, in the beginning, it looked like I was watching Zoom calls. Now it's starting to look a little more like real games and excitement and fun. And Sam Quinn covers the NBA for CBS Sports, and he joins us now on the John Kincaid Show. Sam, are you changing out the cushions on your couch to make sure that you are not wearing one out?
I just put in a new desk on Wednesday right before the game started, and I swear, my desk chair is already starting to feel really uncomfortable. This is, it's a good problem to have, just watching 9 straight hours of basketball every day, presumably for the next several weeks. You know what? This is fantastic. I've had to watch but bad sitcoms for 3 months.
Okay, tell me the bad sitcoms first that you're watching, other than Friends.
Oh, we had the Friends talk.
Yeah, other than Friends. I mean, what else were you watching?
You know what? I think I said this last time I was on. Seinfeld is actually good. Seinfeld
holds awesome.
Up.
Yes.
Friends, not so much. You know, you go a little bit further. Modern Family, kind of hit or miss.
I love Modern
30
Family.
Rock is good as ever. It's been across the board. They haven't all been bad, but you know what? Maybe just coming on the show gets Friends on the mind.
Well, tell me what the, if you're to say hit or miss, Modern Family you think's hit or miss. What did
especially in the later years?
Then who's the NBA? Who's the NBA team that is Modern Family from what you've seen so far?
Let's say the Rockets, right? I mean, you kind of set me up right for that one because all they do is take threes and switch everything on defense. And you know, I have to say, all things considered, I was pretty impressed by the win on Friday against the Mavericks, because that's exactly the sort of game that we all said they were going to lose. Right, it's a team with a big guy who could just shoot over everybody on their roster, and Porzingis. Porzingis had a huge game, obviously.
Sure.
They win the rebounding battle, I think, by like 13 or 14. I can't remember the final total. And the Mavs outshot them, and the Rockets still won. And if you can win that game, where presumably every weakness that you have is put on full display, you give up 149 points and you still win, that kind of makes me think, okay, maybe they're onto something here. Maybe if you just load up in these few areas, everything else just isn't valuable enough to overcome that. So I was impressed by the Rockets. It's hard to be impressed by a team that gives up 149 points. But you know what? If they score like that and James Harden is, you know, that fast and that in shape, they're onto something here. I'm impressed.
When you think Friends stinks, you have to think the Philadelphia 76ers are much like Chandler and Joey then.
You're breaking my heart here with that. I was so in on the 76ers before yesterday. I was really.
I could have told you. I could have told you until Brett Brown's.
A lot of people told me.
Until Brett Brown's fired, I am. I honestly, it's so discouraging. I'm not even inspired to watch them.
You know, speaking of the coaches, you know, it does look like right now, if this keeps up, Brett Brown's probably going to get fired. If he does and Mike D'Antoni leaves Houston, I can't think of a more fun fit in all of basketball than that. To just give Mike D'Antoni that weird roster full of talented players and just say, go figure it out. But yeah, they were a disaster yesterday, especially when Joel Embiid was on the bench. I think they got outscored by 20-something when Embiid was on the bench. Shake Milton didn't score a point in the entire game, which, you know, it's very disappointing. He was shooting 50% in his last, or 50% from three in his last 20 games before the shutdown. I was a believer. I thought they found their offense for his point guard. They found somebody who can kind of take some pressure off of Ben Simmons. Maybe, you know, defenses can't just leave him totally alone now. But you know what? They were a disaster yesterday. And, you know, we've talked all about offense in this so far about the Sixers. And T.J. Warren dropped 53 on them. Like, Ben Simmons, you can't be a first-team all-defense player and then give up 53 to T.J. Warren. I'm sorry, that's just not what first-team all-defense players do.
Let's talk about achieving teams then. You like 30 Rock. So tell me, are the Toronto Raptors, the defending champions, who nobody seems to be talking about, are they a serious threat to go and have another chance to defend that crown?
You know, I've been saying this all year. I think, A, the Raptors are serious title contenders, but B, we just are conditioned not to think of them that way, because if you just go through the last decade or so of NBA history, it's a pretty, you know, tight script. Team loses superstar, team gets significantly worse. You know, the Cavs lose LeBron twice, sure, and they fall to the bottom of the standings. Oklahoma City loses Durant, and they lose 25 games off of their win total. We came into this season thinking the Raptors have to be worse because Kawhi Leonard isn't on the team. But every objective measure, statistically, the eye test, whatever you want to say, they're a better team this year than they were last year, at least by the regular season standard.
Is that coaching or talent?
The coaching, Nick Nurse is the best coach in the NBA, bar none.
Wow, that's bold. I like that.
He is so creative. He's doing these things. Just, you know what, let's run a full court press for the next two quarters and see what happens.
Right.
Let's try like a 1-3-1. He's willing to try stuff that like your average high school coach isn't going to try. Like, he's willing to throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks. And there's something really admirable about that. But Nick Nurse was there last year. The real improvements there, it's all in player development, right? Like, they draft Pascal Siakam 4 years ago. Like, he's just an athlete who can't really do much. Then he becomes a great defender. Then he becomes a great shooter. Then he becomes a great ball handler. And we're kind of seeing the same thing with OG Anunoby now. Like, he comes into the league. He's a great athlete. He plays defense right away. The three-point shot develops kind of slowly. And then we saw this in the scrimmages. Like, all of a sudden, he's taking guys off the dribble. He scored 21 last night, super efficient night, and he's defending LeBron. Like, it just seems like they can find guys anywhere and turn them into real players. So, no, they don't have a Kawhi-like player right now. They don't have somebody who can just say, it's game seven, you're shooting it 40 times, and you're carrying us to the win. But, like, they're just – they develop players so well. They play so smart, and they're so creative. I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm picking them to win the championship, but if you told me they beat Milwaukee, would I be totally surprised? No.
Who's the better coach team, Sam Quinn, in Los Angeles? Lakers or Clippers?
It's tough, right? Because both Frank Vogel and Doc have their issues. And you could say that Doc coached the game away on Thursday, right, with his rotation.
I could say that. I'm more repeating, yes.
Yeah, there's that five-minute stretch or so where they decide we're going to not play Kawhi or Paul George. Oh, and by the way, we don't have Lou Williams or Montrezl Harrell. That stretch was the difference. Now, I've heard some wild theories about why Doc Rivers does the things that he does. Like, if you look back to the March Laker game where LeBron just abused Lou Williams in pick and roll every possession down the stretch in the fourth quarter, I heard some people say, no, this is actually pretty smart by Doc, because Doc just proved to his entire roster that Lou can't stay on the floor in fourth quarters, and now he can safely take him off the floor in the playoffs. Like, I've heard some wild theories, and you know what? Doc Rivers has enough of a reputation, and he has a championship on his resume. Like, he deserves a bit more credit. Frank Vogel, it's very up and down, and I got to tell you, these J.R. Smith minutes, like, aren't you seeing enough in practice not to put him on the floor? Like, J.R. Smith is unplayable right now, and it's really hard to watch him.
It has been pretty fun watching the NBA in this bubble. Now, in your gut instinct, did you think the bubble would work, and are you shocked that it is as successful as it's been so far?
I would say you're right. I am shocked. I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't think it was going to work. I wasn't a believer. I just thought the Disney employees were the real sticking point for me. They aren't staying on campus, and that obviously creates some sort of risk. But so far, the NBA has managed it perfectly. And I mean, I think just seeing these games on television now, it feels real in a way that it couldn't, you know, right in the thick of things when it was suspended. And I mean, obviously, we're all still home. We're still in the middle of this pandemic, but the fact that they've been able to stage all these games so far with no incidents, it's really encouraging. Like, they're not out of the woods yet, but I feel for the first time like we're going to have a champion this year.
It is I do the podcast with Shaq, and he flat out said this week he will not respect this year's champion. He will forever not look at this as real. I've disagreed with him completely on that. Where do you stand on it? I mean, if we put the truth serum to you, where do you stand on this year's champion when someone finally is crowned?
Yeah, John, I'm with you 100%. Like, you know what? I'll take it a step further. Not only do I respect this champion, I think there's something totally special and unique about this champion. Because if you look at the normal way the playoffs are played, you know, with home court and with, sure, you know, all of the other things that players have to deal with in the middle of a playoff run, it's totally different this time around. All of the trappings of the playoffs are gone. Everybody's in one place. It's all basketball. There are no other factors. It's purely going to be a matter of which team is better during these seven games. And it's not normal. Like, I think we're all going to have to, if you want to say that an asterisk means that it's different than a normal champion, sure. I just don't think that different means lesser. I think in this case, like, it's going to be a very cool and special championship for whoever wins it. We might think of it a little differently, but of course I'm going to respect them. If you can beat four teams, four games out of seven, four in a row, that means something to me if we see that the quality of basketball is up to par, and so far it has been. I think the conditions just make this a totally unique championship, and I'm on board for it.
I'm going to look at it as a team that, and I will remember this, and I will remember the unique quality of this, and hopefully we never see it again in our lifetime. You know, and to me, I'm going to respect this champion a lot because I think there's a lot of mental stuff, too. If I was away from my wife and daughter for like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, I'd be sort of losing my mind. They're my world. You know what I mean? I respect these guys that are managing to somehow get through this. I don't think it's easy at all. And I think a lot of people are mocking it. They're saying, well, they're staying at the Grand Floridian. They're living in, you know, in luxury. I don't know. I can't really put a price on what it would mean for me to be away from my family.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, you're right. Players being away from their family and their friends and even their home environment, too.
Yes.
Athletes in general are creatures of habit. They are very used to, on game days, I am waking up at the same time. I am eating the same things. I am doing the same thing. Taking them out of their homes is a big deal. But even further than that, like, okay, sure, these are luxurious resorts. They're not staying in, like, I don't know, like a college dorm in Wyoming or something. But it's not the same. These people have been taken out of their lives and basically been forced to say, for the next 3 months, you are playing basketball, and I'm not going to say doing nothing else, but, right, like, there's only so many times you can go fishing in the same lake and feel any sort of enjoyment or fulfillment out of it, right? Like,
well,
this
yes.
is a real mental challenge.
Well, I got a mental challenge for you. I said, I know you're very critical of friends. Tomorrow afternoon, you wander over to ABC because General Hospital's back with original episodes. The episodes are back tomorrow. You can go to Port Charles tomorrow. See? Just giving you something else to watch, Sam.
Well, I haven't had basketball for, 4 months, and now tomorrow is day four with it back. Like, I think I can go a little bit further watching 12 hours of basketball before I get a break.
Well, you don't want to miss. I mean, the whole custody trial is going on. It's going to figure out tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Sam. Appreciate it as always, buddy.
Anytime, John.
Great to have Sam Quinn join us here on the John Kincaid Show. Yeah, big news. Anthony, it's great. General Hospital's back tomorrow. New episodes. I get to go back to Port Charles. I feel like I've missed it. I really miss Sonny and the mob of Port Charles and what's going on in the Quartermains and the Cassadines. I've missed it all. So we got a lot coming up later on in the show. Stick around with us. We look forward to having you a part of the John Kincaid Show here, and you'll have plenty of time to get in on it. I'm going to tell you that Trevor Bauer, again, falls into a trap. And I think it's a trap that is easily going to be dismissed. There's things that people are upset about and things that people are complaining about. And sometimes I think people need to just look in a mirror. I don't understand what's going on with it. Trevor Bauer, he'll join us next in the crosshairs of my commentary. Halftime, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.